أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم.
Until now, in the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very nice way, instilled into our minds and brains the big and important message of the Qur'an, which will continue until the end. And this is the essence of the Qur'an. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's this incident, the event, Allah ta'ala has summarized the whole message to mankind, that this dunya that you have been transferred to, wherever you go to, all the conditions of the world that you will experience and the circumstances you will experience, this is a dangerous place, a place of test, examination, challenge, worries, distresses, issues in the world from all corners, all directions. They will surround you, shaitan, nafs. They are your avowed enemy, shaitan. He has full power, techniques. The nafs will assist shaitan, and there will be traps and nets laid out for you, and it will be very difficult for you. And they will penetrate your minds and run in the veins, in the blood. Aduwwum mubeen, Allah says, he's your avowed enemy, shaitan. Allah Ta'ala has explained all of the conditions of the world to us. And alongside that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also told us that the solution for all of this, to break all of this, وَمَا تَبِيَ هُدَايَ, that's it. Allah says, فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, whoever follows my guidance, the hidayah that I've given, in other words, the Qur'an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sharia and his sunnah, this is فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, this is the guidance the Qur'an is given. Allah says that this will come to you completely, and all of the protection for you, protection against all of the challenges of the world. It will take you through all tests and difficulties and worries and issues. That is, فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, this will be your solution to all of the problems. Just like, for example, there's a hungry person and he has the bread and chapati and he has got the dishes and he's packing it away in a box and he's crying. Someone asks him, why are you crying? He says, I'm hungry, what should I do? I'm so hungry, extremely hungry. And the person will see that in these containers, what's this? He goes, there's some chapatis, there's some dal. He says that you've got present the food to eat. You've got the solution to your hunger. So why are you crying if you're hungry? Why are you crying? You've got the solution in the containers. In the same way today we're crying, shrieking out, complaining. According to, we blame the worldly factors. We blame worldly conditions. This is extreme foolishness. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a fantastic treasure, great ni'mah and gift. In every home the Qur'an is present. There's tafsir, commentaries present. There are speeches, masjids are all over the place. The people to explain are present. We read ourselves, we have desire. I want to read tafsir of these. Which commentary shall I read? Which tafsir is the best? We have a lot of desire. A lot of desire. So then, when we're asked, why are you crying? Because we don't practice. Just like there's the chapati and the dal, the dish. We don't eat it. We have the Quran, there's no amal. We have the masjid, no amal. We have Darul Uloom, there's no amal. We have big long titles of knowledge, no ilm, no amal, no practice. So the same thing will happen, and the end point will be crying. There's someone who's hungry, doesn't eat. He's going to cry. He's going to hold on. Pangs of hunger. Same way Allah has given us protection, guidance. We don't utilize it, implement it. We don't go towards it. We don't pay attention to it. So then, what's the conclusion? Crying, complain, bad situation. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, whoever takes hold of the guidance that I've given, Allah says, subhanAllah. And this is a clear message that has come to our lives, alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala is giving. A clear message. Now we go to the next scenario, the enemy. The enemy, never consider your enemy as weak. First principle, the weakest of enemies, always consider him as the enemy. Never think he's weak and I'll do away with him. He can come to you anytime. Even if he looks at you in a loving way, affectionate way, and he tries to ensnare you with his smile and speak lovingly to you, but if he's your enemy, then the enemy is going to bite. He's going to bite. So always be alert with the enemy. Principle number one. And the enemy, Allah is saying, aduwwum mubeen, your real, genuine enemy of shaitan. Tell me, how can we fall into this delusion that he will not do anything through us? If we don't protect ourselves, then he will use all of the tactics under the sun. He has every method to deviate man. He has big plans. He came down to the earth with big plans, with full ijazah from Allah, that I will not leave any human being alone. So when he saw shaitan, that they've got nothing to ward off me or from, just one assistance. And he said, I can't do anything against that. Whoever's taken that tool against me, shaitan, which is from Allah, that tool has come, that resource. يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. Allah says that this is from me. This is from Allah. And Allah says that this is the strength of God. And the shaitan knows he can't stop it. He can't oppose the power of Allah. He says, wherever Allah's power comes, I can't do anything. Wherever Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah is present, I can't be there. I will not be able to delve into that matter or affect that person. So he said, okay, I'll play another game. I'll play another trick. Big answer he gave. Big answer. And he worked hard, he thought, okay, he's advising people, leave everything. So all of the planning that I did, he said, let's put all of my plots and plans and tricks behind me. Let's just get these people from one angle. If I grab them from this angle and control them, then for me is success beyond success, said Shaitan. My mission is complete, mission fulfilled, complete. And they were all going to Jahannam, and I will trap them in this way. And this is how he plotted and planned. We forgot, but he didn't forget. He has tied the knot on his promise that Allah will deviate everyone. He said that I have no plans against people if they utilize Allah's resources. So what did Shaitan plan? What was his trick? What was his plot? What was the resource that he thought he could use? The next game. That our protection, our weapon that Allah Ta'ala gives to us is protection against Shaitan that would take us to success. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He turned us away from that path. So Shaitan, he said, read, attain knowledge, learn Quran, recitation, qiraat, do umrah and hajj, and give sadaqat, charity, do pious deeds, good deeds, pray. He knows that all of this effort, there's a ruh, spirit, soul for all of these. وَمَنْ يُطِرُ وَرَسُولُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That if you obey my Nabi Sallam and you live according to the Sunnah, then your salah is accepted, your hajj will be accepted, your umrah will be umrah. The sadaqat will be counted as charity. Everything will be counted, accepted at that time if it's done in the accordance to the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If your life is in accordance to the Sunnah Sharia, then it's accepted, all your deeds. So he said, I'll let them pray and worship. There are hundreds of thousands in gatherings, big conferences and mashallah, big gatherings we have. And to make a gathering takes a minute, click of the finger. Shaitan supports the gathering, but in that gathering, special one factor he instills, that the Holy Prophet Sunnah Sharia should not be communicated in this gathering, shouldn't be shared. What about lengthy marches? Mosques will be filled up. But his desire, in fact, is that all the people that sat there, the leaders, the heads, from their mouth, these words should come out. Ishq, love will come out. Tears will roll down their cheeks. They'll start shaking and shaking their heads. Everything they'll do. And people will feel emotions. But the real message should not come out from their mouths. And what is that? Subhanallah. Our holy, beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sunnah should not be disseminated. This is the plan of Shaitan. Quran's message, he says, Shaitan, فَمَن تَبِعْ هُدَايَ. He has hidden this. He wants to hide this. He says that Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah said, end of story. That if this comes into the lives of the Muslimin, then they'll become those human beings. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They'll become unique human beings. Nothing will be able to touch them. Shaitan knows this. and the people who have Sharia and Sunnah in their lives, they'll be fantastic supernatural human beings. They'll become like a balloon of nur, of light, those who take Allah Ta'ala's guidance and a great methodology of life, and they will embrace due to the Sharia and the Sunnah. Shaitan knows this. So their lifestyle will change, their nur will come to the life from inside to the outside, they become brilliant human beings. So such a great human being that person becomes if he adopts Sharia Sunnah. And if imagine if one person sat there on this path within 100,000 people, he'll revive those 100,000 people. Subhanallah. When he has a gathering, he's never unsuccessful. People, thousands leave the gathering understanding the truth with Sharia Sunnah. Those gatherings are successful, remember this now. Which gathering is, what sign is there of successful gathering? Which one's a failure gathering? Successful gathering is that, successful assembly is that person's gathering from where people depart with Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah tariqah, the method of his sunnah. One sunnah, if a person leaves from that gathering, alhamdulillah, what's this gathering? This is the dangerous generation we're living in. The most dangerous generation we're living in now. In this, the name of this generation, the Prophet has told us the name of this generation we're living in. The name of this generation is, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is fitna. The generation of fitna. The era of fitna. Of challenges, of disorder. Disorder. Proper disorder. What is this era we're living in? It's the generation of fitna. Fitan, tribulations, trials, challenges, disorder. The Prophet ﷺ has defined this generation. What is fitna? Tell me now. What is fitna? Shaitan. What's the fitna? In this generation, what does Shaitan do? As I mentioned, he will allow us, permit us, influence us to do all the actions under the sun. But the Sunnah Sharifa, the Honorable Sunnah of the Prophet, he will take that out of our lives. He will eliminate that from our lives. Shaitan, the biggest plotter. And what will he replace the Sunnah with? Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qalqal Rasul Sallallahu. شروع أمورا مهدسان في كتاب الله خير هدية محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شروع الأموري وكل بدعة ضلالة. So what is this? In other words, that Shaitan, with regards to the Sunnah and the Sharia, Kitab Allah, Quran, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sunnah Sharifa, he will create an opposition to that, a replacement to that. What is that? Sharul umuri muhdasatuha. What will that be? Kullu bidatan dalala. All innovation is dalala, wretchedness. Cursed. Any action that's in opposition to the Holy Prophet, that will be bidah. What is bidah? Bidah, innovation is that action, fit deen, which will be brought into the deen. It's not lit deen, it's fit deen. One is to support the deen, doing an action to support the deen, to support the deen, to assist the deen, to adopt an action. Yes? One is fit deen, that within the deen to create something new. In other words, to make it deen, consider it that, yes, I'm doing right, and it's the wahab. What he'll do? That instead of the sunnah, take out the sunnah, take out the methodology of the sunnah, do away with the sunnah, and replace that with his own opinions, his own words, his own deen he will create. And how will he realize those actions? There will be no dalil, no proof from Sharia. The action where there's no Sharia dalil and a person says that this is deen and this is Islam, that's bidah. That action, yani from hadith, from the Quran, if there's no Sharia proof, or from the Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors, if there's no, you can say, guidance from the Quran or the Hadith and the practice of the Salaf Salih, yani Kitab Allah wa Sunnah Rasulullah Sallam, apart from that, there's education input, yes, which will be against the Sharia and the Sunnah. These actions will be against the Sharia and the Sunnah. It will be a new way of life that will come into the deen that never has been heard of. The Salafus Salihin never heard of it. The Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Sahaba Ikram, no generation saw this. It was not present at that time. It was not taught. So
So such words will be created, and an attraction will be created in those words, that people, they will hasten to that teaching, and that will become deen. That's what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the kitab Allah, Allah's kitab, the Quran, the secondly is my path, the sunnah, kitab Allah, which is the great guidance, and my hidayah, my guidance, which is my path, my practice, my method, great adeem. Third, sharul umuru muhdathatuha wa kullu bidatun dalala. That it will be the worst of actions that will have no backing. They will be included in my deen, won't be my sunnah, won't be proven from the Quran. Those things are called bidah, innovation. So this is the success of shaitan in this day and age, that he will create new ways, new practices. So if we look around today in the society, we'll have gatherings, we'll have lengthy discussions. Number one, you won't hear any words about the sunnah in that gathering. No statements about the sunnah. It doesn't matter which people are sat there, all will be non-sharia practice. Non-sharia practice. No one will dare to come on the stage and speak against them. They will speak around the subject. They will bypass the core for hours. They will talk philosophy and lengthy discussions, but no one will dare to speak plain and simple, like I am explaining, to come into the stage. There will be maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and there will be no discussion about kitab and sunnah. No, nobody will dare to say that. Nobody will be there to tell them that you're saying wrong. This is not the deen that you're presenting. There will be gatherings of hundreds of thousands, but no one who's speaking there will say that from their tongues, because they'll have khawf, fear inside their hearts. If I speak about the deen, then my seat will be removed from me. My status will be degraded. How can I speak about this, the true deen? So what has shaitan created? Instead of the kitab and the sunnah, he's created a new methodology, new philosophy, new way of thinking about this. The Holy Prophet said, what will this be? In the fasad al ummati. That in that time when there'll be most fasad in my ummah. In the fasad al ummati. This is the generation, the era of fitna and fasad. At that time when bidahs will be prevalent and common, and the sharia and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet will be degraded, demoted. Allah's Nabi said about this day and age, this will be the age of fitna. This is the era of fitna, fasad, trials, challenges. What will happen in the morning? A person will be a mu'min. In the evening, he'll be a disbeliever. As Abu Rayra radhiyallahu anhu narrated this hadith in Mishkat, this is present. Subhanallah. In Sahih Muslim, this hadith is present. That such a dangerous generation, that the Sunnah and Sharia will be demoted, bid'at will be mixed, the whole dunya will be filled with bid'at and innovations, cultures, traditions, the whole dunya will be filled with bid'at, innovations. The deen will be eliminated. فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. Then the khawf will go, and the khawf of dunya will come. The Prophet ﷺ said that will be the day and age of fitna, and the fitna will descend from the skies through the night. And in another place, just like the droplets of rain that drop from the skies, fitna will drop from the skies. In our homes, there will be fitna outside, fitna in our shops, fitna in the masjid, fitna outside, fitna on the streets, fitna everywhere. Fitna beyond fitna is what we see. Fitna beyond fitna. Sin, just like the droplets of rain that drop, the fitnas are falling from the sky. You know when the rain falls and the drops of rain fall, what do we do? What do we do? Yes, we take protection, shelter, some shade or a shelter. We take the umbrella in our hands. We try to protect ourselves from the wet rain. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the meaning of the era of fitna, the generation of fitna. There'll be so much fitna that the person will be a mu'min in the morning, evening disbeliever. And he'll speak in the morning like a mu'min, by the evening will forget. And he'll start doing actions of disbelief. Example, very easy. For example, Jummah, he'll put all the clothes on, the attire on. Jummah, as soon as Jummah ends, he'll go and do all the sinful actions. All the sinful actions, everything's permissible. With ease, he will run after the impermissible actions. Everything you'll see apparent, a person doing, opposites. In other words, morning he's a mu'min, evening opposite. Yaar, he was okay just a little while ago. He was in the masjid, he was praying salah. Look at him now, his libas has come off, his attire has come off, and everything's finished, all his practice is gone. To this extent that we see, and we're not even surprised anymore, that the mother herself, She wears a modest, and she says to her daughter, "Hey, daughter, wear these clothes, they'll look nice, and people will say good things to you when you go out. Wear this libas, dirty, naked attire, the mother will select, daughter, son, wear this, the father will buy the clothes. Father will say, daughter, you look very nice, my daughter, today, that don't make too many boyfriends when you go out." And this is the society we are living in today. Plain simple. Yes, that we will, mothers and fathers will receive their friends when they come to their home. Is there any iman in his heart? Which mother, which religion? Come, this open society, freedom, modern society. These things now, they're finished, the deen's finished. We have to be embracing. But even then, in our wardrobes, we see, mashallah, in the shelves, the cupboards, there will be parts or portions of the Quran. Subhanallah, this is the mu'min. Shaitan has won. Just one thing, one reason, because he's taken the sunnah out. If sunnah was present in our lives, then our children's tarbiyah, our own tarbiyah, home, outside, everything be according to the sunnah. Then how could our daughter's children be spoiled? Tell me how? No dirty place you send your children. If you got sunnah in your hands, in your lives, and Quran, Wahid will testify that if you take all of the deen, فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, then Allah says, I promise that don't worry about the generation, the area, the dunya, it belongs to Allah. Every hemisphere belongs to Allah. Don't worry. Don't worry. Allah says, first and foremost, we need to do this action first. From Pakistan, as soon as we leave Pakistan and a woman gets married in Pakistan, she comes there. First thing she does is what? What happens? People are amazed back home that she wasn't like that when she was here. Burqa comes off, hair are cut, libas, attire changes. Allah, ma'afu, Allah forgive. Their daughters themselves, they look like nude. When they give them nude attire dress, they select them from the wardrobe. Wear this one. This one's tighter. This one's more attractive. You look better when you wear this. Quran is telling us this is the situation today. Allah Ta'ala's kalam is such. Allah is honest. When we sit in front of the Quran, these words, they pinch us. Pinch us. Let them pinch us. They should pinch us. Like a thorn and a nettle and a needle. The Quran doesn't care about who's in front of it, listening or reading. No. I'm reading the Quran. Yes. I'm not astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I'm not reading a man-made novel or a story tale. The Quran wants to save us from the fire. Yes, if we've got shame and modesty, we should listen to the Quran and understand how many days we're going to live this life that we're living today. Tell me, how many days? There is no excuse. This is wrong. The Quran is telling us the verse, فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. If you take all of this guidance, Allah says, I promise, the Quran promises you will never be deviated. Never. This is how fantastic is that. How can shaitan attack us? Doesn't matter. You can be living anywhere in the world, populate a place where there are wrong actions, negative sins. But doesn't matter. Don't leave the gardens. But double policy, shaitan revives. He says, this is bid'ah. New things, when new bid'at, customs, traditions come into the house, half deen, half, look at the child's, son's libas, daughter's libas, mother's got burqa on, and the daughter's wearing different clothes. Ajeeb contamination and kitchery and muddy waters. Look at our homes. Our homes here. Clearly Allah Ta'ala stated, no amal, no action, no any deed which does not include sunnah. Shaitan has attacked with this method that he will make it all the actions of worship, but he will take the sunnah of your house. There will be no sunnah libas. There will be no sunnah of the way the children behave. And when they see your libas and they're angry, what libas when your children are there? What's this, your face? Why are you looking like this? Why are you wearing this attire? What are you doing? Shouldn't be angry. Yes, and you got tasbihs in your hands and you're doing your own dhikr, but you don't care about the children. Allah's Nabi said that morning, in the morning a mu'min, in the evening within a few hours he's changed. She sees her daughter and it doesn't say anything to the daughter, to the children. The mother's practicing, the children are practicing. Yani ajeeb, weird situation we're confronted with. And this is the era of fitna, disorder, fasad, sins, evil. What do we call it? Modernism. We're advanced, we say. As Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith, Allahu Akbar, you will see this generation, there's a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, the meaning of the hadith is that you will see in the generation, this will be the final time, close to the final time, that people the people be sat with their ideologies and intellect, with ajeeb libas, ajeeb attire, and they will come to the masjids. People with different libas and their wives and the women folk and children, they will wear such attire and dress that despite wearing clothes, they will be naked. And we select the clothes with our own hands. Daughter, wear these clothes. Son, wear these clothes. You look very nice in these clothes, my daughter. Father says that you'll make many boyfriends, daughter, with this. It doesn't matter what deen, disbeliever, or person has, whatever religion. We have no care. Oh, I just want to cool my eyes with your happiness. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there will come a time when the people wear different libas and they'll come to the masjids. And when you want to, their masjids are filled with the libas. If you see the dress code, when you pray salah, you stand behind them, pray salah and see them, very difficult to pray salah. And the women folk, their situation, they'll be in such dress, such attire, that they will be called dress. There will be name for the attire. But despite wearing that those clothes, they'll be naked. Yes, their hairs will be tied on the top of the head like the humpback of the camel. Ajeeb ways we see the women folk tying their hair on the top of their heads. They go to the beauty parlors, to the beauty clinics, and they make them look attractive. So this is the era, the generation of fitna. Allah's Nabi has defined it to us clearly. Allah's Nabi has stated, Allah Ta'ala, in such an when such a time comes, then good people, remember the rain falls, the fitan falls, the droplets fall. Like just like we look for shade and protection, isn't it? From the rain. So my brothers, to save ourselves from fitnas of today, what is the shade and protection? The company of the friends of Allah. Remember this. There was in this hadith, the Prophet said that in that generation, Allah Ta'ala, He will even take away the people, the pious people from the earth. That's how dark this era and this generation is. That the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, Allah will lift them up from the world so that no shade or protection remains. And today we are afraid of that shade protection. When we are afraid and scared of sitting in the company of the wali Allah, this is the shade, the protection from the fitna. SubhanAllah, if you sit next to a wali Allah, a good company, consider you are sat under the umbrella where no drop of rain can fall. Allah's rahmah and mercy is present in that great company. But who wants to go there? Nobody wants to go there today. Nobody wants the good company. When you go away from the shade protection, then you will come out bare naked in the fasad generation. You won't consider good as good or bad as bad. You won't say, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. It's okay. People are doing it. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't be too extreme. Doesn't make any difference if we do it. Doesn't make any difference. And very quickly, we get to the point, those people who morning and evening who are being afflicted by Allah Ta'ala's lahna and curses, we think what we're doing at home, we see our wives and our children with our eyes doing, committing sins. You think the rahmah and the mercies of Allah coming here? You think Allah will be happy? Astaghfirullah. Allah Ta'ala has promised, I may not touch you in this world, but when your eyes close, then your adab, the adab will come to you. Allah says, I will show to you. Allah says that morning and evening is filled with lanat, with curses and wretchedness. So this is the generation of fitna. This is the generation of fitna. Everything will become a game. Deen will become a game. It won't be taken seriously. This is the generation we're living in, isn't it? Khawf. Shaitan creates such khawf in the minds of people. What will be the khawf in our minds? We'll be afraid, we'll have fear, we'll be scared. Fear of dunya. We'll be afraid, what will the dunya say? What are people saying? We'll go towards haram, consume haram. We'll be afraid of poverty. I'll be poor. Such fear of poverty will come that a person will start to go towards haram. Towards haram. Oh, we'll go back, we'll go backwards. We'll be afraid and we'll start doing all the wrong actions. In other words, the Shaitan will make us so afraid, so much khawf, that he will be forced to do all the wrong. And there's only one cure for khawf, and that is the Sharia and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. There's no other solution. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. So this is the era, the generation of fitna that the Holy Prophet told us about. The reason for this is فَمَا تَبِيَ هُدَايَ. And Allah Ta'ala says that when these conditions come in the world,
around us, and Shaitan brings us to this position that everything clearly is around us. He presents to us, nothing is hidden, everything is present, visible, we can see it from our eyes, we can see that. Nothing is hidden, concealed. So then what will happen? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah says in the Quran is telling us this. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَتِنَا. There'll be two types of people will result. Upon what? Upon فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. That Shaitan will split the people into وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. One will be those who will totally reject the deen, the Quran and the Sunnah. They will refuse, they won't accept it. وَالَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. They won't accept it. They will refute it. Shaitan will take those people over completely. They'll say, no, we don't accept this. We cannot embrace this. This is wrong, everything you're saying is wrong. Allah Ta'ala's deen that He has sent, the Quran, has explained to us that you have to have iman in the Quran. And they'll say, no, we don't accept this guidance that Allah Ta'ala sent. We don't need this. فَمَا تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. We don't accept this. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those people are those who have no iman, who disbelieve, they've rejected my Quran, and they've rejected Nabi al-Karim Sunnah. In other words, they don't believe in Allah or believe in Muhammad. That's the one group. And alongside them, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Listen to this also. The second group is, one is وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who openly reject, clear, we know. They say, we don't believe, we don't accept. And the other group will be وَكَذَّبُوا, who deny our revelations. They don't accept, nor do they refute. They're hanging in between. They won't reject totally, nor will they accept totally. They will hang in between, float in between. Shaitan will be with them. Shaitan. Yes, with regards to the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, with regards to the Sharia of the Prophet, that it doesn't mean that they will reject the Quran, the Quran doesn't exist. They won't say, I don't believe in the Quran. The meaning of not accepting the Quran means this, that the subjects and the orders in the Quran, they will say, no, we don't need this. They won't accept the orders and the instructions, like I said to you before. The Quran is clear. It's clear. It's present. It's physical. In place of that, the bid'at that Shaitan has created, they will follow that. Yes. The bid'at that he has created, yes, within the Quran and the Sharia, he will go towards that. He will embrace the Quran, he will kiss the Quran, he will read the Quran, he will do khatams of the Quran, do hifz of Quran, he will learn the ulums of the Quran, he will do commentary of the Quran, translation of the Quran. He says, I accept the Quran, but the orders and the instructions in the Quran, he will not accept them, he will reject them. What does deny them mean? What will he do? When he denies them, means that he'll read the Quran, he'll do everything, but he won't do amal on the Quran. So this is denying the Quran, refusing the Quran. Allah says, the kadhabu, he refuses, he denies Allah's revelation. If he had yaqeen on the Quran, then he'd do amal on those orders and instructions. So the Quran, its essence is, the reason for the Quran, the objective is not hifz or reading it or explaining it. The real purpose and objective of the Quran is the message in the Quran. We have to do amal on the Quran. Who doesn't practice of the Quran can do everything else with the Quran. The Quran says, فَكَذَّبُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. He is a liar and he is denying the Quran. Yes, just like a person who denies, he all of the education of the Quran, he refuses, he doesn't accept. So one is the person who rejects clearly, those who disbelieve, he doesn't accept the Quran. He says it's there, but I don't accept it. But those who deny, they learn the knowledge, but they practice against the Quran. 10, 15 times over, they read the Quran, that same Quran they're practicing against in their lives. Nothing in their lives is in accordance to the Quran. Nothing accordance to the Quranic injunctions. There are many people think, yes, it's sacred for khatams, let's do du'as with the Quran, wazifas, recite verses. But the objective that the Quran has been sent for, yes, is that they'll show off that my children are hafiz, it's all for the sake of earning the dunya and pride and showing the dunya. But if the ilm comes, alhamdulillah, nur ala nur, he's got the ilm, he's become the alim, the mufassir, if he's got the ilm.
And the amal of the Quran. So all of the true colors of the Quran are there in full effect if he practices the words of the Quran. Then he is a person who accepts the Quran. And rather he rejects. One is the one who rejects openly. He is a person who has no iman. But the person who reads it, accepts it, he is the fasiq and the munafiq, that person. So the difference, one of those who reject openly, they have no iman. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And then Allah says next, those who hold the Quran, who read it, who understand it, but they practice against it, they are the munafiqs and the fasiqs. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِينَ. The verses that Allah Ta'ala has revealed, they deny those revelations. The fasiqs and the munafiqs. So clear explanation how shaitan has bitten us severely. Severe bite of shaitan. He gives dawah. No, you're fine. You got iman. This is thawab in reading the Quran. And if you read one word, there's so much thawab. If you read this much, you get so much thawab. If you recite it like this, so much thawab. And if you do khatam of Quran, there's a lot of thawab. Thawab, 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 thawab. But at least say this, oh people, do amal on the Quran and this thawab. Why doesn't this come out of our lips? Why do we hide this essential component of the deen? If you read the verse of the Quran, tell me, I'm also on verse 38, 39, how can we progress in the Quran from here? Tell me, how? This verse, if we read this verse 39, وَالَّذِينَ كَفُرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, verse 39. Then, how long does it take to understand it? Should we go beyond it? I'm again thawab. I've just read Quran. Every letter I'm getting thawab. Thawab I'll get at that time when the verse that I've read today and I've read to you and discussed with you, that I shouldn't be included amongst the kafaru, and I should promise and do tawbah and repent and say, Allah, I won't deny the Quran. I won't reject the Quran. I'll come out of kufr. If I promise to Allah, that Allah, I won't deny this Quran. The verse I've read today, inshallah, you've explained to me, you've made me understand. For man tabi'a, you have to do amal on the Quran according to the sunnah, sharia of Rasulullah. The decisions in your life, every decision should be according to which guide? The sunnah and the sharia. Every single decision of your life. If anyone promises today, subhanallah, then Allah will give him the fragrances of paradise immediately. Immediately. Yes, for two people, but these two people who reject openly and those who deny, for both, same consequence. Ulaika ashabun nar. Ulaika ashabun nar. Allah said it twice about the akhirah. Two groups of the akhirah. One is ashabul jannah, those who are the inhabitants of jannah. One is ashabun nar, the inhabitants of hellfire. Hell. One ashabul jannah. Ashabul jannah, inhabitants, those who will live in paradise. Yes? Those who will populate Jannah. One is Ashabun Nar. Those who will populate hellfire. Hell. Their place. Yes, sir. For example, they will come together and live together in hell. So that, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, who demonstrates kufr, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, the guidance will be given. So those who do kufr in the world, who reject openly, those today. So the first group, how many are there in the dunya? We can see. Figures. This dunya that we are living in, this world, tell me, this world we're sitting in, today in the computer, you can tap in it, you can see the sketch, the map of the world, how many people today are in group number one, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, who reject, they say, we have no iman, we don't believe in the Quran. Yes, what is Sharia, we don't know, what is Quran, I have no interest, I want to live my own life, freedom, my own style, do what I want, go where I want, reject. Okay, fine, Allah says, fine, that's your choice. Yes, this is your freedom of expression in the world, but very soon you'll come back to me, Allah says, and you'll come back to me, no problem. You thought this is the way of life, shaitan has encompassed you, trapped you, he's going to do his work, he's included you in his group, he's taken you out of Jannah and finished you off. And second group, wakadhabu. How many people are those who deny the Quran today in the world? Who claim that they are mu'mins and Muslims. How many people do amal on the Quran? Tell me. How many people today are implementing Sharia and Sunnah? How many households? Tell me. How many households? In Bolton, let's see now. Bolton. This town where I'm sitting. Yes. Big claims in their lives, in their homes, in their families. How much Sharia is present in their homes? I swear by Allah. Fear Allah. Khawf. We don't know what is Allah's azab. We don't know what is Allah's azab. Allah Ta'ala grabs. Allah Ta'ala grabs. He doesn't grab here, but He will grab. We'll see this. Sometimes Allah grabs and shakes a person, then no one can come out of Allah's grip. No one can be saved. Imagine. How many people are present in the group, the second one, وَكَذَّبُوا, tell me. How many people are in that? How much population is that? What's the number? Yes, they might pinch what I'm saying, but Quran will say what it's going to say. Just when we say, we don't accept this, we are like this, zulm against us, oppression, we cry, complain, there's zulm. But the Quran will not refrain from speaking the haq. Allah is not ashamed of speaking the haq, the truth. Allah has no need to please us, make us smile and hide things from us. No need, no need. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. Two groups. How many people deny the revelation today? Kufr we can see, but وَكَذَّبُوا are hidden within the layers, going to their homes. How many millions of people are sat at home right now, Maghrib Salah, they did not pray in Jama'ah. How many people whose faces are like monkeys and apes? How many people right now, their young daughters are not at home, they're wearing tight clothes, they left home and the mother and fathers know. And they're cooperating with them, communicating with them. Where are you, daughter? Where are you, son? Just have gone out to dad, just gone out to the takeaway, have some food. Subhanallah. Tell me. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. These are the people. This is the story of the world today, my brothers. The Quran is sketching it out for us. This is the plain truth. So then, what does Allah Ta'ala say? أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam. Can anyone imagine what is the fire of Jahannam? We cannot even think about it for a second. Thousands of years that fire was burnt. 1,000 years it burnt, it became red. Thousands of years, another 1,000 years it was burnt, became white. Then after that 1,000 years it became black, intense. At the moment it's in the position of intense darkness and blackness. This is that place, Jahannam. For who? For which people? Those who deny the revelation. Those who reject. Those who don't do amal. Doesn't matter who it is. Those who read Quran, that's not amal. Doing hifz of Quran is not amal. Doing tafsir of Quran is not amal. Doing speeches on the Quran is not amal. Doing dawah on the Quran is not amal. No. To do amal on the Quran is what? Allahu Akbar. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul faqad faza fawzan azim. The orders, the instructions, the Prophet, via the Prophet Muhammad's lifestyle. Via the Prophet Muhammad's lifestyle. That he said, when this day and age comes, when this era comes, that will be the day and age of fasad. And within that age of fasad, what will we see? Within that age of fitan, fasadism, the food and drinks will stop. No, the Prophet defined the era of fasad will be deception, delusion, lying, fisk. Evil will be spread. Akhlaq will have gone. And dhulm, oppression, and bribing, and zina. Adultery in front of you. Daughters, children, sons in front of you. You know they're doing zina. What is the definition of zina? Tell me. Yes, passionate zina. Open, common. Every night this happens. Every night in the evening, the daughters leave home, they do zina. The girls leave home, they do zina. And masjids, people be sat, pious people, worshippers in front of them, they're hearing, they know that everything's going on. All the ibadat, their worship, fitna, fasad will become no reality in their worship, in their prayer. Just like, yes, these are the words of the hadith. Yes, they will turn their faces from the Quran in their phones, in their homes. Instead of the Quran, what will they be? The Holy Prophet, the Quran and the Sharia and Sunnah will be dancing, singing, music. Dramas, waste of time, discussions, songs, lyrics, all actions that waste time in their pockets, in their homes, wasting time. So the Prophet said, when this time comes, then my Sahaba consider, understand, ajeeb, beautiful point in this hadith. Then consider, understand, Rasulullah said that my ummah will have become spoilt and finished. And finish. They'll have nothing left to their name. Shaitan will have succeeded with them. But even at that time, if in that dark era, if somebody takes hold of my one sunnah, subhanallah, this hadith I'm telling you, in these conditions, severe conditions, the person takes hold of my one sunnah, then I am your Nabi, I tell you, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of 100 shaheed on reviving one sunnah. This is how great is the deen. In other words, so much drought will come. Dry, barren generation that my sunnah will have been eliminated. Eliminated from the people at that time. People will leave taking shelter, they'll leave the company of the friends of Allah, they'll make it a joke and a mockery, they'll have weird connections and relationships with the friends of Allah. The pious people, they'll go and meet them, and then behind their backs they'll speak against them and have malice in their hearts. Allah looks at the hearts, no benefit will they get from the company of the walis of Allah. When people like this take malice and they have envy in their hearts and hatred and jealousy, they mind what the wali is saying, the shaykh saying, straight away they make a fuss and complain. In their hearts their moods change when nasiha comes to them, or instruction, when the guidance, when the shaykh tells them the truth, they start making a fuss, complaining. Those people who have these points in their hearts, consider they are kathabu. Kathabu, the company of the wali Allah is not benefiting them. They're denying, they are rejecting. They're in that second group of the kafaru wa kathabu. That if a person is the company of the wali Allah, taking the guidance in their hearts, is pinching, they've got malice and envy, they get upset from the words of the teacher, they mind what the shaykh is saying, they don't like what he's saying, they disagree with what he's saying, then consider shaitan has won. And he has controlled you, and he's taken away from the, because this is against the sunnah. What is the sunnah? The sunnah is this, that just like the sahaba and the noble companions, subhanallah, radiallahu anhum, they sat in front of the blessed company of the Holy Prophet, they had connection, friendship, extreme friendship. Do you ever hear from the sahaba that they said to the Prophet, no, we don't like what you're saying, we dislike what you're saying, or I didn't like what you said to me, or they criticized or complained, or did they bear the be or disrespect, dishonor? Tell me, did any companion demonstrate this? This is sunnah, that the right shade, protection, if you want to attain that from the wali Allah, then in your hearts, you have to clean your hearts, brothers. You have to clean them. And if you have cracks in your heart, and you've dust, and you feel distaste, and you're fussing and making a fuss, no adab, no respect, no humbleness in your heart when you hear the words of the shaykh, then consider shaitan as one. He's won over you. He's attacked you. He knows. Therefore, if I break him off from his teacher, then he'll practice nothing. He'll make you do all of the actions. But he will take away the sunnah of Rasulullah from your life. He'll take you away, he'll demote the sunnah sharia. Because when you have a connection with the shaykh, the bond with the sunnah increases, strengthens. And just like the sahaba ikram, they had that bond with the Prophet ﷺ. In the same way, that's why people say today, that they say the upside. They say, don't go to the friend of Allah, I don't get no faith, no blessings, no benefit. You'll only get benefit when you adopt the sunnah, embrace the sunnah, have love for your shaykh, for your teacher, and you implement that. So they will become the kathabu. Our shade has ended, our protection has ended, everything's gone. So Allah Ta'ala announces, ulaika ashabun nar, that these people are those who are destined for hell. And tell me, if Allah is saying to someone, to such people, that they are destined, in whose lives, that they spend their life like this, yes, according to this hadith and the verse of the Quran, that they do zina, mothers, daughters committing sins, sons are committing sins, their libas is dirty, in their ears they listen to haram, their way of life is haram, all their actions, small things they think is Islam. Yes, just to please the nafs, whatever the nafs likes and loves, to make them feel good. Shaitan's very cunning, very clever. He'll get the little snippets of the deen, make them do umrah once every few years. Yeah, I've done umrah, I've gone on the pilgrimage. And a small action, he'll make them do, sometimes read Quran, sometimes they do tasbih, sometimes they say good words, surah Yasin, the recite. They'll think, yes, I've practiced the deen, I'm a good Muslim, go to a gathering, I felt good there, I've heard the words of the scholar, oh, Mulana Saab, today, yeah, I enjoyed myself, my life's changed, everything. Small snippets will make them do, and he controls them. Main action, he doesn't let them come to. He doesn't let them come to Amal. Never will he let them come. The Holy Prophet ﷺ sunnah upon that. He will never let them come to that. The shaitan is planning such majalis, gatherings, places and people, and gatherings and assemblies for the sake of Allah. Assess where you don't see the Amal of the sunnah, where you don't get the tawfiq. Forget about listening. Where you're not encouraged to do Amal of the sunnah, then stay away from there. Where you're given the encouragement to practice sunnah sharia, don't leave that gathering. Wherever he takes you to paradise, don't leave that gathering. Don't leave that company. That person who will encourage you and influence you to the sunnah and sharia. Shaitan will attack you and take you away from that person, that place, and detach you. He will deviate you from this. In your hearts he'll make it negative, make you angry against. He'll put wrong feelings. No, he's this, he's that. He'll make waswasa in your ears and your heart. But one sign for you, that am I getting the message of the Quran and the sunnah from this gathering, from this person? Do I get the sunnah of the Prophet in my life? Then consider this is waswas of shaitan. It cannot be that this is an impure place. It cannot be that from such a place where you're hearing about the sunnah, the implementation of the sunnah, can never be an impure place. Never. Never be the wrong place. Increase that, strengthen that relationship, that connection, strengthen it more. So it's stated, Ashabun Nar will be those people. They will be the inhabitants of hell. And it stated, there will be darkness and heat and urine and pus and stool and excrement. What will be the severity in hell? And what will be that place? Hum fiha khalidun. Allahu Akbar. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. No, you won't burn for 3, 4. You know, Mufassirin commentators have said, it's such a fire, the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. Oh, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. Oh, Allah forgive us. What a fire is the fire of hell. That when the human will be throwing the fire of hell, he'll be conscious, he'll be fine. He'll be burning and he'll be conscious. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, he'll be burning in that fire and he'll be conscious, aware. And he won't die. Hey, if you burn, you die. But there he'll be alive, burning. How long? Hum fiha khalidun. Allahu Akbar. Forevermore, forevermore. Forevermore. Think about it. For which reason, my friends? Yes, when you listen to music, how long will you enjoy yourself? When you look, when you put on bad clothes, immodest clothes, how long will you enjoy yourself? When you leave a salah and lie down, how long will you enjoy yourself by leaving salah? When you do look at wrong things on the TV, on screens, and singing, dancing, dramas, how long will you satisfy your heart? After a while, the enjoyment goes. If you spend the night in immodesty, then the taste goes by the morning. Today, the plans we made during the day, the sins we're committing now, tell me when the night ends after that, the night will go. When you drink alcohol after a few hours, the taste is gone, the fragrance is gone. In replacement to that, what we're earning? Jahannam. Yes, for that small temporary enjoyment. How long do you get enjoyment in doing zina? Tell me. How long is the enjoyment of adultery, fornication? Tell me. How long does it last? It's short. You'll get fed up after that. Yes, then after a while, that girl, you start to dislike that. Yes, the dirt when it comes out of the body of the person, the attraction goes. Zina finished. Just for this short enjoyment, how long will we punish for? Khalidun hum khalidun hum fiya khalidun. Allah says, forevermore we will burn, forevermore we will burn for years and years and years. So look at the capacity of that enjoyment that shaitan invites us to. He's making us do for a short while. He sends us where? Hum fiya khalidun. Forevermore, forevermore into the fire. Via the sins. Tell me. Come, let's do true tawbah to Allah. What a great door Allah Ta'ala has opened. That whoever gets this message, and that if he does this 30 years, 50 years he ran after shaitan, 60 years he was the client of shaitan, do tawbah right now. Allah, I'm afraid of that fire. Allah, turn back to the right path, I do tawbah. Allah, this is my forgiveness. Allah, take me out of this wrong, rubbish life. Throw away all the sins. Allah, forgive me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Immediately ashabu an-nar, he will go to ashabu jannah. Immediately you get the word, wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. Subhanallah. Fala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. Immediate massive word, fala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. The khawf has come out of your heart. Allah says, I'll give you the word. Now there will be no fear of the dunya. What fear of the dunya? The 50 years, that thousands of years of thereafter, and that's the years of thereafter. People will be sweating in their sweat, drowning in their sweat. The earth will be shaking. Yes, when Allah Ta'ala's scales will be established and the sun will come so low, how long will be the day of judgment? Allah will take the khawf out of your heart on that day. Because in the world, you embrace the sunnah and the sharia of my Habib Sism, and you embrace that, accepted it, and you did tawbah from your sins. What a great difference. On the bridge of Sirat, there will be so much fear, it will be so thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword, and beneath it will be Jahannam, hell, and be extreme darkness. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They'll have no khawf, no fear, no grief. What light will they have on the bridge of Sirat? That every sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that they will have the light on top of the bridge of Sirat. Atmim lana nurana. Allah says that I will strengthen the nur and the light for these people, these minor sunnahs, miswak and surma, and the clothes they wear, they wouldn't lie, they will save themselves from haram, they will protect their eyesight, their gaze, and these sunnahs will come as nur and light for those people. Allah will strengthen the light on that day when people will be shaking in the darkness on the day of Hashr, resurrection. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Today if we do tawbah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with which action? For a few days practice the true deen. Is there any guarantee about death? When's it going to come? A person walks and he's leaving home, suddenly heart attack. Just now we realized the brother had a heart attack. And I came with the easy, just came out of the car. Don't know what happened. He sweated. The heart started knocking. He died. Yeah, we had just now. Just now. Tell me. Me and you, our lives, is there any guarantee? Is there any guarantee? Allah's karam and mercy and favor upon us that right now Allah has given us the message of the Quran. He's explaining to us, reminding to us everything. Allah is reminding us that don't do wrong actions, it's very bad. Don't commit sins. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful verse. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. Two people, those who reject and deny بِآيَاتِنَا, the revelation that I've sent, the Quran, and the great Mubarak honorable way of life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever has done this, forevermore he will abide in hell if he does tawbah, repents. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. I will take fear out of them forever. They won't have fear in the world, in the grave. They'll enjoy their life in the qabr. They'll say, life's made. I have no fear. No fear of anything. And with their eyes they'll see Jannah, whose palaces. Do you think they'll have khawf? Fear? Allah says, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They'll have no grief. I've left the dunya, I've left the houses, and I have buildings, and assets, and cars, this many children. He'll have no thoughts about the world. He will have no grief. Grief of what? Leaving the dunya, he'll see the rewards of Allah, that everything in the world was fake. Taking me, luggage taking me to hellfire. Wrong actions. Tirmidhi. And I was earning haram for them in the world, and I, for my children, I gave them cars, and I earned to make them, I lied, I committed fraud, consumed people's mal and wealth for khabees, the wretched people in the world, who today, due to them, I am burning in hell today. I ran after all my life after providing for them, they gave nothing for me. Wake up, now wake up. These children are shaitan, all these children who destroy your life, for whom you earn haram and you consume other people's wealth and take interest and lie and fraud and sue the riba for them, for children. And tell me, how long will they support you for? How much will you eat? Yes, you will become ill. For these people you're doing this. They don't pray salah. They don't do dhikr of Allah. They don't go towards the Quranic instructions. They don't know anything. All they want is, give me a house, give me a house, give me a car, give me money, take your money out of the pocket. For these children you run around all your life sweating. What are you buying? What are you purchasing? What are you giving? What are they giving to you in return? Ashabun narhum fiya khalidun. Yes, they are taking you to those people who will forevermore live in Jahannam. Come, let's do dua to Allah, Allah Ta'ala. Give us the understanding of this Quran. Give us true tawbah, true repentance. The shade that we have taken and embraced, the protection that we have accepted, the protection we've gone under, then we should be honorable servants. And we should fulfill the rights of that shade. We should be humble when Allah has given us that shade and protection of the wali of Allah, that due to this we are safe from the fire of Jahannam. And the name of that, when his comes, if today Hazrat Sahib's name comes, I start shaking and sweating. He was the great shade who saved me from the fire of Jahannam. And we still do actions like this, bi'adbi, disrespectful. In our hearts we have bi'adbi, dishonor with our words and our speaking loudly, nonsense, rubbish talk. What is this? Allah Ta'ala, is he not watching?